What is your number one diet tip? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Dr. Lisa from Instagram asks, what's your number one diet tip? Just one? I'm going to try to restrain myself. I'll be right back with that answer. All right, my number one diet tip. Oh my gosh. Okay, I admit it. I actually wrote down five, six. So I'm going to start kind of in the order of where I think they're most important, although all of these are kind of my number one. So I'm going to have multiple number ones. Is that okay, Lisa? I hope so. First one is write it down. Here's what's amazing. Keeping a journal, and they did a study out of Kaiser, and they found that the people who wrote down what they ate every day were twice as successful. In fact, they found that that was the number one determinant of success on a plan, was if someone journaled regularly. And here's what I know to be true from looking at a lot of food journals over a lot of years, that we have a tendency to write down the good days and then forget on the bad days. It's not the bad days, the good days that matter. It's the bad days. So you write it all down. And also just that mentality of good versus bad is what starts to get us in trouble. So write it all down. That's the first thing. Keep track of it. Next thing, the other thing you're going to write down, you're going to do every single day, is you're going to get on a scale. And you're going to look at a scale differently. A scale is not an emotional object, but we turn it into one, don't we? You're stepping on the scale to get information. Let's say that the day before, you ate a food that you don't normally eat, and you ate just a moderate amount of it. You get on the scale and you're up 2 or 3 pounds. Well, that food probably didn't work for you because it just made you hold on to some inflammation. So we're looking for the scale for information, which foods work for us, which foods don't, which foods might make us retain water, right? We tend to look at the scale as some kind of like judge as whether we're a good person or a bad person, right? That's not what a scale is for. It's super important for you to measure your overall health on a regular basis, and even better if it's a body fat scale. Now, I'll tell you a story. Back when I owned a gym, I did not get on the scale for probably 3 or 4 months. And I was wearing workout clothes every single day. Stretchy, right? No waistband, no belt, nothing. And then I had to go out somewhere and I put on real clothes. What a surprise. I had somehow put on like 10 pounds without really noticing it. I think I probably thought, oh, you gained a pound or two, but 10? Hello? Oh my gosh. So get yourself on the scale every day. That's a big one for being able to maintain your weight. Next one, find fitter friends. Hang out with fitter friends. And guess what? You know how Jim Rohn said that your income's the average of the 5 people you hang out with? Well, we know that weight is the same, that obesity actually can be contagious. You can catch it from your friends, that we tend to weigh the same as the people we are closest with. Not physically closest, can be your best friend across the way, like across the world, basically. But it's your closest friends you tend to be about the same with. So find fitter friends. This does not mean dump your friends, but maybe they'll come along on the health journey with you. Next one is to know your why. So get super clear on why this is important to you. Why does this matter? Right? Why do you want this? Why do you want this? And then next, reward that success. And I would tell you to start with just little things. You know, we tend to look at, okay, I'm going to lose 40 pounds. Well, what I would start with is one shift in a habit. I'm going to shout out to my buddy, Dr. BJ Fogg, who wrote Tiny Habits. This is a fantastic book to use for this, where you just start with maybe the first thing you start with is adding more vegetables into your diet. Notice I didn't say take away. I said add before you take away. Then the next thing you're going to do once you get that habit in place using BJ's Tiny Habits process is you would start making sure that you get your water in all day, every day. Then the next thing you do is make sure that you move more. Then the next thing you would do is work on your sleep. get your 8 to 9 hours of sleep. Then the next thing you would do is then we could do the Virgin diet and figure out which foods work for you and which foods don't, figure out those food intolerances. Then you could go through and add some high intensity interval training. So you could just go through the process. And yeah, that may take you a year to do all of that. And it will stick and it will be worth it and you'll be amazing. You know, we overestimate what we can get done in a month and underestimate what we can get done in a year. Let's focus on one shift at a time, and that will make the biggest difference, starting with writing it down. Okay, that's it.
This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.